The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Ace.
Yes.
I think it's about time that you and I become more aware and concerned about the relationship between Big Tech D Rob, Big D Rob, and Alexis. Because it's starting to get nasty. It's starting to get.
Oh.
Hey, Rob was in here. He and I were talking about a show a minute ago, and he goes, you know what my least favorite part about that show is? And what did you say, Alexis? You weren't even talking to her.
I was like, what is it, Rob? What's your least favorite part of the show? I can't wait to hear it. And then, what did he say? He told me to mind my business. But yeah. What does he do all the time? In my business.
Mm-hmm. See? Yeah,
does he really get in your business a lot?
All the time.
And he even said, I was having a conversation with TJ, not you.
Why are you in her business, Rob, all the time?
I don't know that I know that I was yesterday because she had, lady parts on her screen. But I don't know of another time that I have.
And to be fair, when you walk in the room, Alexis's screen faces the door. So as soon as you open the door, it's the first thing you would see. So it's not like it was difficult for you to look and see that. Mm-hmm.
But she said he's nosy in other ways.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean,
he's nosy.
She said he always wants to know what everybody's talking about. He gotta find out if you stole something or whatever. not mind his business.
Damn, Rob, why you be so nosy?
If I do walk into your room and you're in the middle of a conversation, at the end of it, I like to know what we were talking about.
Well, you weren't talking about anything.
You weren't part of it.
Here.
It wasn't we. It was me and that other person.
Sometimes I'm involved.
So basically, I was doing what you did, and you got mad about it.
Hey, where were you going to get pants? I need to know this.
So I was interested in knowing what you don't like about the show. I was so interested about it. I couldn't even help myself. I want to know right now, right this very second.
So, Rob, I get it. He's saying he's not nosy. He's just interested. There's a big difference in nosy and interested.
Is there, TJ, a big difference between nosy and interested?
Uh-huh.
And if she had been genuinely interested in what my least favorite part of that show was, I wouldn't have had that same reaction.
Oh, no, she was being sarcasm.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, and it just came from nowhere. And then Riggins may have added a little to it by being such a fan of what she has just said.
Riggins always hypes me up, so it just makes me want to
He hypes up both sides.
Yeah, and he said something funny back. I was laughing at him, too. It was funny. Mm-hmm. They were arguing, and it was funny.
I know, but I think it's getting progressively more biting. And sooner or later, it's going to, that wasn't funny. You're not joking. You're whatever. And then he's going to end up, the only choice he will have is to kill her.
Right. Murder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Murder.
They'll have to get out the murder book.
Yeah. But they like each other. So there's like a baseline.
Now.
Yeah. But there's a baseline of camaraderie and good feelings and stuff like that.
But you and I like each other, Riggins. But there are times where even I, in my joking and things, upset you. And it's real. Your real feelings are not nice. Even at me.
You guys get into fights?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
No, he just gets mad at me. There are no fights.
You're never mad at him.
No, never.
Disappointed, maybe.
Mm. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
So anyway, but as soon as she gets here in the mornings, where does she go?
In there.
Right in there with him. She starts thirst trapping in his.
Yeah. Every morning studio. When I walk in, she's sitting in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what she's doing, but she's sitting there.
Probably bugging him.
No, she don't bug me.
She don't? Oh, that's sweet.
We got along just fine the other day going up to set up that desk and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Top secret project.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then the next day y'all were at each other.
I like bugging the people that I like.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah.
It's your love language.
It's my love language. Mm-hmm. Just talking shit.
Just love language.
Yeah, it was funny though.
Yeah,
I just can't help it sometimes, and I hold back a lot. I do because I what? There's a lot of times that I'm like, oh, and I'm like, no, I already messed with him enough today. Let me just stop.
It's good that you have that in you because some people don't know when to stop, and then it becomes ugly. But
right?
You know,
I hate those people.
Yeah.
You think one day Rob's just going to explode? And,
Yeah.
Start throwing chips all around the room in there and beating crackers and stuff.
Throw chips at me.
He's beating up crackers. Oh, shit. He's beating up the crackers.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Taking it out on something.
We got sour cream and chive crackers all over the place. It's like a murder scene.
Yeah, I saw his manifesto where he claimed he was going to beat up all the crackers.
Well, then I'm good.
If I were sitting in here and looked at the room and Tech D Rob is driving a fist repeatedly down into a box of crackers, I would laugh so hard I would throw up.
See, we ought to do a video of that and just have him keep looking up at the camera and go, I hate these effing crackers. I hate an effing cracker. Boom, boom.
That would make me laugh.
See, that would be a double entendre.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
Yeah.
You don't get it.
I do get it.
What kind of pasta did you have last night, Regan?
My famous onion pasta.
You made it?
I did. Oh. Yeah, just I don't go crazy with the whole pound of butter like it asked for. But it was real good.
What kind of pasta did you have the day before?
What did I have the day before? Orzo. I made an orzo salad.
Mm.
Fabulous.
Orzo salad?
Mm-hmm.
What's an orzo salad?
It's like, it looks like rice, but it's pasta.
Okay.
It's like that shape.
Yeah.
And then you make like a vinaigrette and you put it in there with cucumbers, tomatoes, onions.
Oh, sounds delicious.
Feta cheese. It was spectacular.
What would it be called if a slutty woman were eating it?
A horzo salad.
That's right. Good.
Is it like couscous a little bit?
No, it's pasta.
Yeah.
Smooth, but it's shaped like rice. Huh.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Couscous.
Yeah.
Couscous.
Yeah, couscous is like a grain, isn't it?
Maybe.
And isn't it Mediterranean?
Yeah.
Couscous is Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what couscous is?
Ace.
Yeah. Because there's a cheer that LSU fans do. It's Habu Dan Cole, couscous, come on Tigers, poosh, poosh, poosh.
in the boosh, boosh, boosh.
Yeah.
But that you could say that and not know what couscous is, though.
Yeah, because I just did.
Oh, I thought you said you did know what couscous
is. I did. I lied.
Oh, you
lied. I was just hoping to move on.
You a lie.
Yeah. I lie a lot just for the reason to keep people off my back.
keep people off my back.
Yeah, I don't really know what it is.
It's good.
Yeah.
No, it's all right.
What is it?
It is like a grain. It's like little tiny little circles, similar to rice, kind of. I think you have to cook it the same way that you do rice. And it's soft. It is Mediterranean. I mean, that's the best way I can describe it.
I don't know why Cajuns are singing about it then.
Does
it sound interesting?
Because it rhymes with poosh poosh.
Yeah, there's that.
So your big party is Saturday night, Ace.
I have a big job.
Last wedding activity.
Thank God.
Are you ready? That's what I was going to ask. You ready for the wedding activities to be over?
Yes. I want this to be over with. So we can move on with life.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the wedding dominated everything leading up to it, understandably. And now the first 3 weeks of marriage has been dominated by getting everything together for this deal. Not that I've done enough or anything, but I've had to hear about it.
Yeah. What did you say? You're going to say your big job is what?
I've got to pick up the donuts.
Oh.
Saturday morning, 7:30. That's all I've got to do. Pick up the donuts.
And you have to pick up the donuts for the bridal shower, too? You're just the donut boy?
That's me.
So there is what we discussed the other day. There's a donut wall.
That is correct.
How many donuts are you having to pick up to cover the entire wall?
A lot.
And where are you getting it?
I'm not sure. I believe I know where, but I don't want to say because I'm not sure if that's correct or not.
Okay.
I don't want to give anybody extra plug. Or a plug, period. I'm paying for this crap. I'm not gonna, you don't get anything for free.
Yeah. So how many does, is it gonna be an assortment or all glazed?
No, it's an assortment, but I really don't know. I don't know. I didn't ask. I was like, okay, cool, no problem.
So how big is the pegboard thing that it's gonna be on?
Pretty big. I mean, I don't know.
Like the size of the wall?
Yeah, I haven't seen it. No, not the size of the wall. I really haven't seen it. It props up, I believe.
Oh.
So I really don't know. I've seen a picture of it. And I was in a picture, like, oh, that's a big board.
They're like 5x7.
Yeah.
What I've seen.
Well, that's not big. That's the size of this, isn't it? Or a picture. That's the size of a picture.
No, feet.
Oh. I'm going to say, need some donut holes.
It's a wall in a dollhouse.
That's right.
It's like size of a Post-it. Very small.
You'd be better off doing a bowl of donut holes.
And what wall is only the size of a picture?
Donut crumbs. Yeah.
It's like a wall in Stuart Little's house. Yeah. It's tiny. You told me a wall. I didn't say how big the wall was. This is bullshit. I want my money back.
So I'm looking forward to the food. If it's going to be pizza and you said a burger bar.
Yeah, it's a gourmet pizza and gourmet burger bar.
And the donut wall.
And a donut wall.
Mm-hmm. Now, I guess, will they have to replenish the donuts on the wall, or is it big enough to hold all the donuts at one time? And when they're gone, they're gone.
I do not know the answer to that.
So, what do you know?
I pick up the donuts.
I'm just picking up the donuts.
I'm not involved in any of it. I haven't been involved in any of it
by choice or
just whatever. Here's my question.
Yeah.
Is there anything I can do to help you with any of this?
And then that's it.
Pick up the donuts. Okay. Cool. Fair enough.
No problem.
Send an email. Got it. Find the DJ. Done.
Jesus.
You know, those things I've handled. I just ask the same question all the time. What can I do to be helpful?
Pick up the donuts. With what?
Yeah.
Your ass. Yeah.
You can shut up is what you can do. Go get the donuts.
That's pretty much it. I just ask the same question over and over. What do you need me to do, or how can I be helpful? Mm-hmm. She tells me. Boom. I take care of it.
Have y'all ever seen Tech D Rob rock climb?
No.
All right. Well, then put the last donut at the very top of the donut wall. And he's like, I don't even take time to tie me off.
Yeah.
I'm getting my ass up there.
It's going to be like 127 hours. He just gets caught in the last.
That'd be so funny.
It's caught. I'm stuck.
TikTok time.
But that doesn't look. I mean, yeah, they'll probably have to replenish on that because what do you got? Like, 300 people coming or something?
No, good Lord. People. That's illegal.
Who's the donut?
Yeah, they'll probably have to replenish.
Yeah.
How many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 across the top. I don't know how many rows that is. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, they'll have to replenish.
Yeah, I don't know, though, that it. I think it's misleading to call it a wall.
It's like a board.
Yeah. It's more
I don't know.
Board.
Those are big ones there that do cover the wall. That one on the left that we're looking at. Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't know how big it is.
Hmm.
It's not my issue.
It's not my issue.
They didn't come up with the questions. And look, because here's the thing, because Amanda is a type A control freak in these types of things. I mean, okay, so it's your, she doesn't want my input.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Whatever she wants my input for, she'll ask.
Yeah.
What do you think about, sounds great, or I think that's not such a good idea. But there was never, give me your thoughts on the evening. You know what I mean? It wasn't that. She's very specific with the questions. So I ask the same question all the time. And I love that. I don't want to be involved. So just, hey, how can I be helpful? What would you, what do you need me to do to be of service?
STFU.
Which is a perfectly acceptable answer. And I'm like, fine, I will gladly STFU and go in the other room and watch YouTube.
Was there something that came up that you didn't think it was a good idea?
No.
Oh.
No, okay. She's like, what do you think about doing the gourmet burger bar pizza thing? I was like, I don't understand what, and I think my answer was, I don't understand what you mean by that. Like, I couldn't, I don't get it. Like, it sounds like we're just going to put out a pizza buffet. She's like, no, it's not like that at all. She showed me a couple pictures, and I was like, oh, okay, that looks really cool how that's done. And then I was like, that would be cool to do. She goes, it's like, it's a gourmet burger thing, and she showed me a picture, and I was like, oh, okay, so it's not like just a buffet. It's a cool deal.
I'm bringing chicken.
Yeah.
Can I have some?
We're all supposed to bring a dish, right?
Right. Everybody brings a dish.
I'm bringing chicken. But, I don't know. You got a burger bar and gourmet pizza. What's gourmet about?
I think the burger bar may be more like a gourmet burger bar with and different toppings and all that. And pizza is kind of a, you know.
And the pizza is being prepared at the club where the party is?
That is my understanding. Ooh. But I'm not certain. But I believe so. So I think you have to use their kitchen for stuff. So.
Well, or maybe I'll stick to the burgers.
Yeah.
Will the burgers be prepared by that staff?
I'm pretty sure, yes.
Oh, my God. Well, the donuts is all, I mean, that's all we got left.
Stop. Yeah. There you go. The burger bar pictures look pretty cool. I'm excited to see that.
Let me see if my wife can bring some sandwiches in her purse.
The pictures of how it's set up looks really cool.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No wangs?
No wangs that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. Well, I'll bring the wings.
That would have increased the price.
I'll bring the wings.
We need to not increase the price.
We're at a budget.
But we're not, but we don't have a budget left.
All right, so I guess I'll need to bring my big Yeti.
Your big one?
Mm-hmm.
The one on rollers? You just roll it in?
Yeah, if I'm bringing food and everything.
Yeah.
Food and everything.
Beer.
He comes in with chicken wings, beers.
There's beer, wine, and a one specialty cocktail that is provided for everybody. So if you want to be like specific with your top shelf needs, that's on you.
Rob is planning on getting lit, just so you know.
Yeah. Oh, well, I hope everybody.
Yeah.
As long as
I
want to
see his dance.
As long as you have a way to get home safely, come get lit. Will you be on the dance floor, Rob?
I mean, it depends on how many drinks.
You better be on the dance floor. On. I'm going to take video of that.
Oh, he'll be on the dance floor, sweeping it.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
We got an interesting story here from the KY, which is Kentucky. There is a wanted person named Roy Mitchell, charged with domestic assault and possession of a controlled substance. Detectives are needing help finding him. So they say that he's 53, and they say that he's also a suspect in assaults, burglaries, thefts, and cases of harassment and domestic violence.
Wow.
Now, he's known by a couple of names. First, his real name's Roy. He's also, Roy Mitchell is his real name. He's also known as Baldhead Mitchell and uses the alias Ray. So it's close to Roy, but not far enough away from Roy that he wouldn't be able to remember it. So mostly people call him Baldhead Mitchell. The official description in this news report is Roy Mitchell is 5 feet, 9 inches and weighs 150 pounds. He has black hair and brown eyes.
But they call him Baldhead Mitchell?
Yeah.
The hell?
Because he's got a bald head. So I don't know where that's the thing. I don't know why they're, because there's a mugshot of him right here and he's
bald?
Yeah. Baldhead Mitchell. Look for a man with black hair and brown eyes. 5'9", 150 pounds.
I love the fact that his alias is very close to his real name. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you think you would want your alias to be, you know, like 180 from what your name is?
Yeah.
Roy, Ray, whatever. I would think you would go with something like Steve or something that has a different sound to it altogether.
And then there's this couple in South Carolina that has been arrested multiple times for filming themselves having sex in public.
Yeah, we talked about them the other day.
Yeah, so they've just, were back in jail Tuesday for doing it again.
They did it again.
Yeah.
What a bunch of freaks.
And it's in South Carolina. I don't know. They're uploading it. A couple of them have been uploaded to adult websites, but not all of them, I don't think. So I don't know what they're doing.
But the first one, the original one that we talked about, no one had seen them doing it or complained because they had uploaded it, had been seen on an adult website.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they got them. I don't understand that. If you got away with it, if nobody saw you at the time, that seems odd to me that they can kind of go get you for posting a video of you doing, I guess you're still posting a video of you doing something illegal.
Yeah, it'd be like if you posted a picture of yourself robbing a bank.
Yeah, okay.
Nobody had caught you, but they saw it on the internet.
I never thought of it that way. You're still posting yourself doing something illegal.
They were arrested back in January after police got tipped off to the videos, and they were doing it in a glass gondola at the Myrtle Beach Skywheel. And the public saw that.
Oh, well, it's a glass gondola. Like
there, yeah. And at a community pool in Surfside Beach.
Oh, at a community pool.
Ew. Mm-hmm.
That was December.
Gross.
Chilly.
Yeah. Because they probably figured nobody's out here at the pool.
Yeah. Because it's 30 degrees.
Yeah. Unless it's one of those very nice indoor pools that they have in Myrtle Beach at some places. Yeah, I don't even think they would allow that in the COVID, would they? Even though anytime you've been to an indoor pool, you can smell that it's got enough chlorine to kill anything.
Yeah.
Any kind of germs.
But
an indoor pool
probably
would have more restrictions than a regular pool.
It's like the least sexy place on earth. It's an indoor pool. It's just muggy and like
all those windows are fogged up.
I always find it weird too, the ones that are indoors and outdoors, and you would have to, I don't do it because for some reason it creeps me out, the swimming under that or through that little
partition
that has to hang down, it gives me the creeps. No. I don't want to do that. I would get out and go walk around inside and go, but I'm not swimming through that thing. It just weirds me out for some reason.
But when you're a kid and all you care about is the swimming, then an indoor pool sounds awesome. I know when I was a kid, I thought, man, if we had an indoor pool, I could swim all year long, and that's all I would want to, you know, play in.
Yeah.
And swim. Now, as an adult, if you would have to tie me up to throw me in an indoor pool.
I think there was a Holodome, TJ, in Monroe, Louisiana, that had an indoor pool that my dad went up there for something one night, and he goes, hey, and it was, I was a kid, and it was in the winter. He's like, You bring your swimsuit, bud. They got an indoor pool. I was like, oh, my God. They got an indoor pool. We were going up there for the drag races. That's what it was. And it was clearly not swimming weather. And I remember that night, you were like, oh, my God, we're going to the pool inside. It was crazy.
Yeah. You know how my brother used to brag about how he, when his kids were little, they didn't really know the difference in where they were going or traveling. And he would just say, we're going on vacation. And then they would go a couple of towns over to a bigger city and just stay in a hotel for the weekend. And that's what one of them was. They got a big vacation. It was their big vacation, was going to the Holodome in Monroe, Louisiana, letting them swim.
What is a Holodome?
It's a Holiday Inn that is, I think that it had, like, with the pool and everything in a dome. That's why they called it a Holodome.
Very fancy.
It sounds fancy. Yeah.
But he's like, they're little. They don't know. They don't have a concept of travel.
Yeah.
All they know is that they're in here playing and we're not at home. He said that he used to take them on vacation. They would go to Wendy's because we didn't have a Wendy's in my little hometown. He would take them to the movies and go to Wendy's.
Yeah,
they would get a hotel for the night.
Yeah, he brought them to our town, which was an hour away, and they stayed the weekend. And TJ and I went over and saw them. And they were swimming. They're on vacation. Look.
Wow.
Uncle Richie came on vacation with us too. Yeah. And he brought Mr. Ace with him.
They're like,
oh, y'all on my vacation.
Mr. Ace.
They were so excited.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just, we didn't go on vacations when we were kids because my parents didn't get along. And so I guess he always figured, well, my kids are not going to go back to school saying they didn't go on vacation. They went on a bunch of vacation.
Yeah. That Holodome looks kind of lit.
Is it still there?
Bar.
Well, they may have upgraded since we were there.
I'm just looking at pictures.
There's not many left.
Because trust me, hotels and motels did not have the amenities that they have today at all.
No.
At all.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely look dated. The ones, I mean, they're...
Yeah, but they look like they were fun. Yeah. I would be having fun over there. Putt-putt, tiki bar, pools.
Mm-hmm. Is that a specific one somewhere, or is that just in general? Is that in Monroe, Louisiana?
No, this one is in South Dakota, I think.
Oh. But God.
Yeah, South Dakota.
Pool. Have you ever, when's the last time, Riggins, you've walked by an indoor pool and actually like stuck your head in there?
Oh God, I couldn't tell you. When was the last time I was around an indoor pool?
The YMCA has indoor pool, right?
Yeah, but I didn't go in there. Even the water feels different in an indoor pool. It's like gelatin. It's just, I don't know. It just feels
gross.
Different.
Gelatin. Yeah.
I don't think it's there anymore. It's now a Clarion Inn and Suites conference. I don't think it's a Holodome anymore, but they still got an indoor pool, baby.
They do. Yeah, I mean, why would you tear that out?
Indoor pool and hot tub, yes. And I remember this. Here's why it's a Holodome. Because the dome part covers all of the rooms, and it's still constructed like a motel with a dome roof, because all of the rooms, the doors open out onto the middle area where the pool is.
What you doing? Not in chilling at the Holodome Inn. They'd be like, what?
Do you need help? Do I need to come pick you up?
You're like, do you even know what you're talking about?
Well, I was going to suggest that for a piece of radio bittage or something, we all load up and go broadcast from the Holodome in Monroe, Louisiana, poolside. But
the tropical setting of the Holodome.
It'd be like a plastic palm tree next to us.
That would be funny.
Oh. Holodomes housing humans.
That's their slogan.
Yeah,
that sounds weird.
Better than trafficking.
Housing humans.
Better than trafficking humans.
Yeah, you don't see them anymore. Those Holiday Inn signs used to be iconic.
Housing humans.
That sounds like a murder documentary.
Yeah, it really does.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
It's everybody's favorite time on Share Funny. Time for one-star strip club reviews.
Hands down, I think my, well, hands down, I know, my favorite thing when it comes to the Share Funny podcast.
Yeah, we go across the great United States looking for strip clubs in average American towns, and then we read real reviews of those strip clubs.
And these are all true.
Oh, yeah.
Right out of Yelp reviews or whatever about these strip clubs.
Absolutely. So first we will stop in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I believe it's our first South Dakota strip club. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, at a place called Scarlett O'Hara's Gentleman's Club. A one-star review from a man named Brandon. He said, most boring strip club ever. They need to change the name to Scarlett O'Pasties. Because the girls have them over their nipples. So if you didn't, they must not know what a real strip club is. Only three good-looking girls, and Muscles Malone sits over there near the door waiting to act tough all night.
Muscles Malone.
That old Muscles Malone waiting to pop off.
Well, that would be frustrating if you're going into what you're expecting a night at the booby bar, and you get there and they're not allowed to take off their pasties.
What kind of strip club is that?
It ain't one. I mean, you could see that kind of nudity on the 6 o'clock news.
I mean, how old is it? It's called. Do guys even know who Scarlett O'Hara is?
Yeah. What an unusual choice of a name.
Goodness.
Especially
gracious.
In South Dakota.
Yeah. Then we're going to go up to the Northeast at Ten's Show Club in Salisbury, Massachusetts. A one-star review from a guy named Daniel DeLuca. He said, don't put your money in the cigarette machine. It's broke. Doesn't give you any cigarettes or your money back. And it's been like that for a long time. That was his only complaint. But no comments about the dancers or anything, but the cigarette machine. Not
work. That's enough to warrant a one-star review from him is the fact that the cigarette machine has been broke. But he keeps going back.
Yeah, but he's just saying, I'm not falling for that again, so you don't make the mistake that I did. Because he probably lost a lot in a cigarette machine if they won't give you your money back or the cigarette.
He did it a couple of times, clearly.
I didn't even know they had cigarette machines anymore.
I haven't seen one in a long time.
They still do at the bars.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You remember the old kind of, you had to pull that plunger thing?
That's how I remember it. It had the plunger.
But I think now they have a button you just push on them.
Oh, really?
I've seen the plunger one at a bar here in Charlotte, actually. And I was like, what is this contraption?
Yeah.
And it still works, still has cigarettes in it and everything.
Yeah.
Why mess with perfect? If it ain't broke.
Not to sidetrack, but a question. Would it be illegal to let your kid put the money in the machine and pull the plunger to dispense the cigarettes?
Probably.
Because I remember my dad clearly letting me do that when I was a kid.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I don't think that's that bad. Then we're going to go out to Las Vegas. Home of the strip club, a lot of strip clubs out there, at a place called Sophia's, and a one-star review from a man named Tyler, who said, both managers are a joke. Sat my wife and I at a table, ran over her toe with the chair. It ripped her toenail off.
Ouch.
And it continued to bleed progressively. We knew he did it, and we confronted him, and he acted as if he wasn't the one who did it. Add that to a rundown strip club, one star.
Ugh.
I wonder if they stay.
Yeah, it sounds like they
just got worse and worse.
Hey, you got a Band-Aid in your purse, baby? Because we can't leave.
Yeah, we just paid cover.
Yeah.
Ripped her toenail.
And it was probably like a dirty wheel or whatever it was that went over it. Ugh, yeah.
I thought you were saying it's probably like a dirty toenail.
Yeah.
I mean, that might be also true.
Yeah. She had open toe shoes on.
Chip toenail polish.
In Vegas, yeah. Then we'll stay in Las Vegas for a different club, Sapphire's Gentleman's Club. One-star review from a guy named Tommy C. He said, I paid $100 for a private dance from Sugar. Instead, she talked my ear off the whole time, and I didn't get a dance.
Hey, baby. Shut up and dance.
I still have to pay? You didn't dance at all. That's terrible.
It's still, I love the fact that they call them gentlemen's clubs.
Yeah, a lot of them are gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah, like, oh, gentle, fine gentlemen.
Yeah.
Well, I say.
Then we can head back up northeast to Bedford, New Hampshire. A very short one-star review from a guy named Brian G. He just wrote, I got bed bugs from a lap dance.
Wait, what?
I think they call those crabs.
Yeah, he said, I got bed bugs.
Bed bugs. The worst dance ever. You bring something home with you.
I got bed bugs from a dance. Stop.
Yeah. And then finally, we can head back out west to Las Vegas for Treasure's Gentleman's Club. A guy named Nicholas. This is kind of serious. He said, one-star review. Pretty sure me and my friend were drugged by two of the dancers. We were handed a shot, escorted into an elevator, and then we blacked out before we reached the floor we were going to. Neither of us remember anything from that night. When I woke up, my debit card was stolen and almost $1,000 was missing.
Wow. That's about right.
So he said, it was a very traumatizing experience. I will never come back. Very shady place. So part of me says that there's a wife involved, and he's like, I don't know. They must have drugged me and taken my money. She's like, well, go. I'm going to watch you leave a review. He probably just spent that money. I wouldn't put that on Treasures. That's not fair. So there you go.
The dancer also shit in my pants. I didn't do that.
Somebody shit in my pants. That's what happened. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
I think she shit in my pants.
She was awful.
Yeah, that is awful.
There's a crazy story here today that somebody sent to us from, I think it's Amarillo, Texas. A married Texas police chief busted by his two girlfriends and wife after sharing a romantic picture on Facebook. This is from the UK Sun. He is the chief of the Stinnett Police Department. Stinnett Police Department. And was accused by Cicely Steinmetz of living a, quote, double/triple life with at least two girlfriends while being married with four kids. This lady claims that the chief, she exposed him in a Facebook post on January 26th. She said, I was his girlfriend until yesterday. He lied to me and presented me with fake annulment documents when I found out he was married. I also found out about a second girlfriend, Christy, last night. He has lied to us, our children, and asked us both to marry him. Ooh. He and his wife apparently have four kids.
Hmm.
And these people claim that, these ladies claim that one of them said that she somehow found out that he was married in 2016, and he brought her falsified documents, falsified annulment papers, saying that he had been married, but it was annulled, and he's no longer married.
Whoa. No, you can't falsify annulment papers.
Yeah. She had it. We returned from a vacation in T-A-O-S.
Taos?
On Sunday. Meanwhile, his other girlfriend was told he was on a work assignment in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, that's a long way from Tao.
On January 27th, which was yesterday, he was placed on administrative leave pending an investigation. He was placed on leave while the city investigates possible violations of city employment policy. So we've not heard the last of this particular story. He's 41 years old and has made no comments on the accusations.
Good call.
But he posted a picture in September, on September 3rd of 2020. Happy anniversary to my beautiful bride. I couldn't imagine doing this life without you. I know I fall short daily of being the godly husband, but know I will work hard to be the man you deserve. God has blessed me with you, and I can't wait to see what all he has in the works for us. Thank you for loving me, sacrificing for us, and walking in this life beside me. Here's to many more years and memories to come. And that's pretty much shot to hell.
Right? Yeah. That's sweet. That's sweet. Let me just give you a small quote from an article that we're going to discuss next. Quote, "They found a surprise in his rectum," end quote. They found a surprise in his rectum. That's next.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
There's a man in Japan.
Oh, well, there you go.
Accidentally swallowed a toothpick.
Ugh.
And it got stuck in his rectum. It was wedged against a nerve cluster. And he didn't know what it was because it happened a long time ago when he swallowed the toothpick. So as the toothpick was being passed, it got stuck against these nerves, and it was causing him to have all kinds of problems in his leg, pain in his leg and his lower back. Wow. And that's when they did the CT scan, and they found, that's where that quote came from, found a surprise in his rectum, a 7-centimeter long toothpick.
Whoa.
So after they found that and decided that was the cause of the pain, they removed it 6 days after they found it because the pain in his leg had gotten unbearable.
Why did they wait 6 days?
Well, because they weren't sure that that's what was causing the pain, and you know, they probably had people ahead of him, you know, for procedures. You know, it's the way it works when the government controls the health care.
I don't understand that at all. I just wait 6 days while he's having this leg mm-hmm. pain because a toothpick is jamming some nerves.
A nerve cluster.
They said,
cluster.
Most of the time when a foreign body in the rectum stirs up trouble, it's because someone intentionally put it there.
Yeah, right.
But so, not in this case.
Yeah.
It worked its way all the way down.
Yeah,
you know?
It passed through so much of his, almost all of his body.
How the hell do you accidentally eat a whole toothpick, though?
I don't know.
Maybe he was eating, like, one of those samples, and he just was so hungry and ate the whole thing.
You know, sometimes maybe the toothpick gets stuck in a sandwich, and sometimes you don't notice that it's there until you've already bitten into it.
But I'm guessing that he coughed while he had a toothpick in his mouth. Yeah. Because the first thing you do when you cough is suck in.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's why they say when you're learning to sew, to never put hold the pins in your mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lesson learned.
But a full, intact 7-centimeter toothpick.
Yeah, I don't know how big that is. I'm assuming that's just the size of a regular toothpick.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Could have been one of those, you know, the shish kebab.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing.
I do like a shish kebab.
But, you know, they say there are so many different types of nerves in the rectum.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's literally a pain in his ass.
Exactly.
That's crazy, though.
Man.
I'm with you, though, Rick. Mm-hmm. How it works its way all the way through his body.
And it gets
to stuck. Get to that point.
I thought that stomach acid would have, I mean, it's wood. I mean, it's, you know, it's not like a piece of silverware. It's wood. It's a natural material. You would think that the stomach acid would break it down enough.
Break it down.
Break it down. And then he would be able to pass it, but I guess not. Oh, that's horrifying.
I know. When I first saw the story, I was picturing that the toothpick was causing trouble because he swallowed the toothpick, and then as he was trying to pass it, it got wedged in there sideways.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you picture it coming out straight, but it would cause a problem if it got turned.
Yikes. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
The problem was the little umbrella was still attached to it.
And the Cheetos.
Yeah. The slider. Man. That sucks.
But I'm glad they had to point out that most of the time it happens when somebody intentionally puts something in their rectum. I'm gonna try that when I get home. Just put a toothpick up there. Yeah, hey, it's not that bad.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
I just hope my butt doesn't cough.
That sucks.
Yeah. So don't do that. Yeah.
Well, how do they get it out? They got to go into the stomach or do they
go up? No, I think they go up.
Yeah, they go up.
They go through the back door.
With a grabber kind of thing?
It would have to be. If it were metal, they could just put a big magnet there, have him sit on it.
Put this magnet up there.
And then put it right back on Mama's fridge.
Yeah. Wow.
And they say that it's this whole thing is not unheard of with harder substances, Riggins. Like animal bones.
Yeah. I knew that.
Things like that. So I guess it is unusual for a toothpick to something of a soft material like that to cause this problem.
Yeah. So you can't give bones to your dog. Cooked bones.
Yeah.
You can give them raw bones because they can break it down, but cooked bones become shards and brittle. And they can break off.
And this says that it was extremely rare.
Yeah.
So don't eat no toothpicks.
Damn, because it can end up in your ass.
Sideways.
Sideways.
Sideways. Never expected that.
And Facebook, the anti-free speech social media site, has apologized for censoring the name of a landmark in England. The landmark is actually called Plymouth Hoe. And they mistook it for the word ho as in whore.
Yeah.
So Facebook censored that. We can't have that.
You can't say the word whore on Facebook?
I guess not ho.
I kind of thought you could.
You can't say ho?
I guess not. They took it off.
But isn't that a tool or like?
Yeah, but I mean,
they're going to see the context they use it in?
Yeah, they would have to see the context.
Plymouth Ho.
And they just saw this thing called Plymouth Ho and they thought, that must be derogatory.
They're like the pilgrim hoes.
The pilgrims were hoes.
Because what you got up there with the Facebook and the Twitter and all that. These people are censoring these things that they think are offensive, but they've never been out in the real world doing anything.
Yeah.
I mean, they're nerds who started when they were very young working in these companies in this bubble of other, you know, anti-American people their own age, and they don't know. All they know is a hoe is something that's offensive. They probably don't even know that it's a short version, a slang version of the word whore.
Yeah.
They probably don't even know that.
The problem is, what you're saying then, TJ, is if they knew some hoes,
yeah,
they would have understood exactly the situation and been better off.
Mm-hmm. And I always thought hoe was a easier form of whore. Like you wouldn't, I would never say, look at these whores over here.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, look at them hoes. Because a lot of times it doesn't really mean whore. It just means, I guess maybe that's what they're going for, is that it's an anti-woman thing.
Yeah.
But it's not. All the time.
I don't think any woman should be referred to, or anyone really should be referred to, as a whore in a derogatory manner. Because as my father said one time, but, you know, you shouldn't, there's no reason to label people that. Just because she likes sex doesn't make her a bad person.
Exactly.
I said, exactly, Daddy. Thank you for that uplifting speech. He's like, you know, everybody likes sex. That doesn't make her a bad person just because she has the opportunity.
Yeah.
You're right, Dad.
Because, you know, she likes to jump on one around every corner.
Yeah.
Jump on one. Wow. Oh, she's been known to jump on one.
Oh, yeah. She's jumped on many a in her time.
Wow.
Like using his lap as a pogo ball.
If only everybody could have gotten the visual aid that TJ just gave us. It would have been great.
This is Share Funny. Oh, yeah. On the Ace and TJ button.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.